When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, the gaming industry is a rather cutthroat place. There are several developers, publishers, and manufacturers out there who blindly put money before quality, and they start taking massive risks by putting out mediocre and often unfinished products. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 biggest risks in video games that didn't pay off. Number 10, Stadia completely fails to set the world on fire. Anyone remember Stadia? As hard as it is to believe, given that you never hear about it, Google's attempt at breaking into gaming with their new cloud streaming platform Stadia is actually still around. This thing was an absolute disaster from the start. Firstly, the name. What is that about? Does Stadia really scream future of gaming to anyone? No, not even you at the back? Yeah, you're right, it's a terrible name. Then the actual reveal, marketing, and complete shambles of trying to get promised features implemented. Then, on top of that, there was the completely mediocre list of games on the platform, and a terrible pricing model that was immediately beaten by Game Pass on Xbox platforms. The original plan with Stadia was for Google to add its own games to the platform using its own studios, but lack of demand for the product led to the closure of said studios, loss of their jobs, and a significant scaling back on that project. Now, Google, of course, is able to push out a product and take a massive financial hit and barely bat an eyelid, but the whole thing's just been an embarrassment from start to finish. At this point, the grave is dug. It's just a question of whether Google decides to lay Stadia to rest in it. Number 9. A live-service AAA Avengers game completely falls apart. Square Enix, shouted Disney from the rooftops. Here is the license to make a game based on the hottest property in the world, the Avengers. Have fun! And remember, with great power comes great responsibility. And with a swish of a cape, Disney was gone, and Square Enix was left to their own devices. Turns out, they probably shouldn't have been. As Marvel Avengers is everything an Avengers game shouldn't have been. Instead of being a fantastic AAA game made in the same style as Rocksteady's uber-popular and definitive superhero adventures, the Batman Arkham Trilogy, Avengers instead decided to go straight for the live service model. While there's a glimmer of hope with the storyline in Avengers, the whole thing is just soured by all of the loot, all of the menus, all of the microtransactions, where you can pay real dollars for XP boosts, gross, and all of the drip-fed content. If you've played this, then you've probably spent most of the experience wondering to yourself, why? Square Enix and developers Crystal Dynamics should have asked the very same question. Despite initial decent sales, word soon got out about Avengers' pretty soulless gaming loop, and it ended up causing Square Enix to lose over $60 million. Number 8. Dead Space 3 removes horror, adds co-op, and microtransactions. Cheers. Oh, EA, what did you do to our boy? Despite both Dead Space and its fantastic sequel Dead Space 2 being released to critical acclaim and strong sales, that just wasn't enough for publishers EA. No, they needed more. They needed Dead Space 3 to go for the latest trends and rake in some of that sweet, sweet extra cash. And their solution for doing this? Why, it was to remove all of the scariness of their iconic survival horror IP in favor of action scenes, and then chucking in some generic new characters so that people could play co-op, and then pack the game full of intrusive microtransactions. In short, it was awful. The whole thing resulted in people souring on the franchise, and sales of the game were way, way below EA's lofty expectations. The game did so much damage that it not only completely eradicated the Dead Space IP from existence for several years until the reboot was announced last year, but it was also the catalyst for Visceral Games, the talented studio that worked on the first two games, closing their doors for good in 2017. Number 7. Duke Nukem Forever finally comes out, but maybe they shouldn't have bothered. After floundering in the depths of development hell for seemingly, well, forever, Duke Nukem Forever finally saw the light of day in 2011. The game was first announced in 1997. Since that time, it didn't resurface until 2007, where a short video was shown. Then development once again was apparently tumultuous, as it disappeared for the best part of another 4 years. This means we waited a whole decade for this game. Was it worth the wait? Hell no! No! God no! Duke Nukem Forever is an embarrassment. It plays terribly, the protagonist Duke is a sexist pig whose jokes are just not funny, and the game is highly offensive throughout. The worst thing about this entire title is probably the achievement Turd Burglar, which literally lets Duke pick up a piece of crap and use it to draw on things. That is this game in a nutshell. The whole long, protracted game development clearly had an effect on the finished title. Not only was Duke's attitude and humour way out of date, but the actual mechanics of the game were extremely archaic as well. Duke Nukem Forever once held the Guinness World Record for longest development period of a game for 14 years and 14 days. Trust me, they shouldn't have bothered. Number 6, Cyberpunk 2077 and rebuilding the story around Keanu Reeves. We all know the story with Cyberpunk 2077. Thought to be the next big thing from Golden Developers CD Projekt Red, we waited the best part of a decade for this title to come out. Sadly, thanks to a huge amount of bugs and an extremely problematic launch, Cyberpunk definitely did not live up to this potential. But what you might not know is that development of Cyberpunk was far from smooth. Apparently, despite a reveal in 2013, full development didn't actually start until 2017, where multiple in-progress systems were scrapped, new ideas were implemented, and the overall presentation of the game changed dramatically. One of the biggest changes around the time of this reboot was apparently centered around Keanu Reeves. Apparently, the actor was enjoying playing Johnny Silverhand so much, he expressed interest in a much larger part than he originally had, meaning the studio heads bowed to the potential of a Keanu-fronted game, and the storyline had to be overhauled. With a team already pushed to breaking point with crunch and trying to make several unobtainable release dates, even multiple delays couldn't bring this game together. CDPR would see multiple key staff depart during Cyberpunk's development, with every last problem laid bare in public on launch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 5. The Sega Saturn and Dreamcast lose the console war, so Sega withdraws from hardware production. Nowadays, the big three in the gaming industry are Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation, but back in the day, you could also have added Sega to that list as well. As a hardware manufacturer, Sega enjoyed a large amount of success with its arcade business, and then with the Master Systems in homes, before exploding in popularity when they debuted the Genesis/Mega Drive, a strong rival for Nintendo's Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Sega hoped to keep the momentum going with their hardware after the Mega Drive's capabilities were no longer good enough, and their successor, the Saturn, was their big hope to do that. Unfortunately, the Saturn had extremely stiff competition in the form of the original PlayStation. After years of an ongoing price war between them and Sony, the final nail in the coffin came when Nintendo also released the Nintendo 64, effectively killing sales of the Saturn off completely. Not admitting defeat, Sega then unveiled the Dreamcast in 1999. Despite being hailed as being way ahead of its time with built-in internet connectivity and several innovative games, the Dreamcast did not sell very well, and was once again hit extremely hard by Sony's announcement of the PS2. In 2001, just 2 years after the Dreamcast's release, Sega admitted defeat, shutting its hardware division and becoming a software developer for other platforms. Number 4. Nintendo giving Philips free rein to make a Zelda game. Now, the big Ninty is usually very protective of their first-party titles, preferring to make them in-house with trusted partners, but in the case of the Zelda property, it was once loaned out with terrible results. Back in the 90s, Nintendo decided to let Philips Interactive Media produce a series of three adventure games for their CDI. Known as Link, the Faces of Evil, Zelda, the Wand of Gamelon, and Zelda's Adventure, the games are utterly and totally bizarre. They received very little input from Nintendo as to what to do with their games, and we use that term loosely as they're all almost not. And Philips produced a weird mix of full-motion video cinematics with terrible acting and incredibly rough animation, topped off with weird side-scrolling or top-down sections that just did not work at all. As sales of the Philips CD-i were extremely poor, sales of these three bizarre Zelda titles were also utterly terrible. These games are also one of the only titles in Zelda series where Link is actually voice-acted and says words. However, after hearing his voice actor, you probably wish that they hadn't done that. Number 3. Rebooting Sonic the Hedgehog with Sonic 06. Now, Sega must have been quietly confident that their 2006 reboot of Sonic was going to be successful. After all, it had the simple title of Sonic the Hedgehog, implying that this was meant to be a bold new restart for the Blue Blur. It was very much not that. In fact, Sonic 06 was perhaps the worst game that Sonic has ever starred in, and is considered one of the worst games, and say it with me, kids, of all time! Part of an extremely rushed development to meet release date, Sonic 06 is full of bugs, incredibly frustrating to play, and it also features a giant blue hedgehog being the love interest of a human female as they share a snog at the end. It is chilling stuff. The story itself is also shockingly bad, with a dark tone not befitting of the Sonic series, and it's stuffed full of too many characters to play as. And ultimately, the game resulted in Sega completely rethinking how the Sonic series would work in the future, and any storyline development since completely ignores the events of this title. Number 2. The microtransactions were strong with Star Wars Battlefront 2. Another huge IP, another developer completely bumbling it and ruining it for everyone for the sake of making some money. When EA got the Star Wars license, people were, understandably, quite worried. EA had developed a reputation for money over quality at this point, and for them to get their hands on Star Wars, which is an IP guaranteed to print money, I'm not going to say all the time, was very concerning indeed. Star Wars Battlefront, a reboot of the game of the very same name from several years ago, was released in 2015. It was a decent title which allowed everyone to fulfill their fantasy of taking part in some Star Wars iconic battle scenes. Then came the sequel. Battlefront 2 looked fantastic, but under the surface, it was an absolute mess of grinding and trying to get people to invest in microtransactions. Let us not forget that this game launched with Darth Vader himself locked under an absolutely massive grind or a microtransaction purchase to unlock him quicker. Gross. To say that the backlash to the game's microtransactions was huge was like calling the Death Star a small moon, because that is no small moon, my friend. The Reddit post, where the community team of EA trying to smooth things over, was the most downvoted in the history of the platform. Since then, developers DICE have completely had to revamp the game's economy to remove all of the microtransaction crap, but the damage was unfortunately done. And number 1, the insane development story of Kingdoms of Amalur. Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning, aka the best RPG that no one bothered playing, has an incredibly interesting backstory. In fact, I actually did a full video of this here, which you can watch if you want to. It's got me from a few years ago, back when I had a bit more of a spring in my step, and it was a very fun video to make, so I suggest you check it out. But here it is, in short, if you can't be bothered. Originally conceived as an MMO, Amalur had 10,000 pages worth of story content and world-building constructed by fantasy author R.A. Salvatore. Then there's the involvement of Kurt Schilling, a former baseball pitcher who loved himself an MMO. He wanted to make his own title, so alongside the famed author, they approached the US state of Rhode Island for a loan, promising that their team would make loads of jobs in the area. The state obliged, and Schilling was gifted $75 million for the game and his studio. But the problem was is that they spent all of it, and then some. Because despite being more than a decent game with hours and hours of content, Amalur is still considered a massive commercial failure. It needed to sell 3 million copies just to break even, and only achieved sales of 1.2 million. 38 Studios, the developers, then couldn't pay back the state-funded $75 million loan and were forced to shut down in the same year that Amalur released. THQ Nordic then retained the rights to the IP, and it received a second chance in 2021 when it was re-released as Kingdoms of Amalur: Re-Reckoning.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.